We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
94.7 WMAS, it's the Kellogg Crew.
Returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
It's the hover hand for Keanu.
Also, weather for today, mostly sunny. High of 80, and this weather update brought to you by Berterra Mitsubishi on Riverdale Street in West Springfield. And now, more on that story with Tina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking for payment relief this summer, refi your car loan with PVCU and make no payments for 3 months. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's happening, Tina?
All right, well, Keanu Reeves, he has earned the nickname Respectful King for the way he poses with female fans. Keanu is actually trending on Twitter after users noticed his signature pose in photos of him with female fans. And instead of wrapping his arm around the females or putting his hand on their shoulders, Keanu hovers. He hovers his hand instead. So he'll like put his arm kind of around your back, but never actually touch your back.
Oh, and you see the hand sticking
out on the side.
Kind of behind you.
Yeah, like a stationary jazz hand.
Kind of like, you're sticking your arm out and they're in front of it.
Yeah. And with a lot of allegations, too, about people, you know, touching people when they don't want to be touched, this is a great idea.
That is true, and that's what the person who originally posted the set of pictures wrote, saying Keanu ain't taking no chances. But others wrote, it's not about taking chances, it's about being considerate and respectful. And this is how it should be done unless you know the person.
Yeah, and he's a respectful man.
And you know what I love is someone said, Keanu has the amazing power to make you feel hugged without ever having touched you.
That's true.
I love this because my wife has done this for years. I think my wife invented it with me.
I think so. She still hasn't touched you to this day.
No.
Huh? Interesting.
One of these days.
Easy A actress Amanda Bynes has reportedly been sued by a mental health facility that treated her earlier this year. Page Six says that they are suing her over $2,500 worth of unpaid bills. Doesn't sound like a lot, but she was only there for a couple of days. So they're looking for their money. We'll have to see if they end up getting it.
DinasDirt.com.
Kendall Jenner is sleeping a little bit better now, knowing that her stalker is on his way back to his home country. James Ford, the guy who showed up to her home twice, was deported back to Canada.
I still wouldn't sleep well at night.
Huh.
I don't care how far you put a stalker away from you.
I mean, unfortunately, she probably has more than one, so at least this is something that's good.
She does have more than one, and the thing that always scares me about stalkers is you can give them a restraining order. That doesn't mean they're going to listen.
Right.
So the fact that he got deported out of the country makes me feel a little bit better because it's a little bit harder to get in.
You're right, but that's who fills that void? Because there's like always a space for a stalker outside when the residence is, right? Once you get rid of one, another one...
I think you're thinking of the ecosystem.
Pops in. Yeah. Maybe.
And Meghan Markle and Prince Harry enjoying their new son, Archie, and he made his little debut at the Trooping the Color Parade over the weekend. But what people really noticed is that Meghan has a new ring on her finger. She's got
She
got married again. It's called an eternity ring.
That's definitely against royal family rules.
It is.
I'll tell you that.
But eternity rings are usually gifted after big milestones like the birth of a child or a wedding anniversary, or in Meghan's case, both.
Wow. And they just started. She's gonna run out of her fingers.
Maybe.
Do you have to wear it all the time? Your eternity ring?
She's wearing it on the same finger as her wedding band and engagement ring, too. So that finger's getting quite the workout.
You can never take it out for an eternity.
Oh, gotcha.
Not even a wash it.
Gotcha.
It's there.
Good to
it's
know.
There.
Good to know.
And that's your dirt at 6:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 7:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Way we roll with Dina Sert at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking for a payment relief this summer, refi your car loan with PVCU and make no payments for 3 months. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right, Wendy Williams, her new boy toy, is a 27-year-old convicted felon named Mark Tomblin.
So she's looking for a boy toy and a bad boy?
Oh, yes.
Bad boy toy.
So he's a financial investor and a blogger, if you looked at his LinkedIn, but he's got a bit of a criminal past, convicted of robbery with a dangerous weapon, breaking and entering, committing crimes within days of each other, and he served a year and a half in jail almost. So
you think he did it just to get the bad boy status?
Maybe.
Maybe he's turned his life around.
Maybe he has.
Wrong with that.
Wendy says this comes as no surprise to her. She already knew about his past, and she says, I am a 54-year-old grown woman. I know what I'm doing.
Half her age then, right?
That's true.
Yeah, half her age.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
And translations, stay out of my business.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, Lisa Rinna from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills lashing out at an internet troll who basically blamed her for Lisa's daughter's battle with anorexia. Amelia Gray has been very open about her battle with anorexia, but this internet poster is blaming Lisa for it. When Lisa posted a video of herself on Instagram dancing in a leotard, the troll wrote, this makes me wonder if this is how her daughter started her eating disorder, seeing her mom this weight and thinking this is normal. So Lisa responded, you are body shaming me. You are the problem. I mean, truth be told, it can't be easy growing up in Hollywood where body image is everything.
But it's just only one troller. Don't pay attention to them. Then they get a kick out of it. Just ignore them.
You know how I feel. If you're going to put stuff out there on social media, you have to be prepared for everything that comes your way.
That's true.
DinaStirt.com.
Former Today host Matt Lauer and his soon-to-be ex-wife, Annette Roque, have finally settled their divorce. And from what we hear, she's getting up to $20 million in assets. She'll get to keep their Hamptons horse farm. As for the Hamptons home, we don't know what's going to happen with that. That they bought from Richard Gere in 2016 for like $36 million.
Wow.
It's worth quite a bit.
I hope they put it on Airbnb.
That's a good idea.
I'd love to stay there.
You could rent that.
They're going to share custody of their kids, and all that's left is for the judge to sign off.
DinaStirt.com.
And it's been a busy week for Southern Charm New Orleans stars Reagan Charleston and her husband Reese Thomas. They're spending quite a bit of time in the hospital. She was set to get a room in the hospital a day before she was supposed to give birth. But instead, she ended up joining her husband in the hospital because he's there now with appendicitis. And she said, less than 24 hours before I give birth, I did not think this guy would be in a hospital bed. Perfect timing for a case of appendicitis. And so she says he's going to be there for a week, but they do plan on wheeling him in as she delivers her baby.
So he's giving birth to his appendix.
I guess they're both going to be in a great amount of pain.
Yeah, maybe we can share a room and split, you know, split the cost.
Share a bed?
Yeah, that's nice.
Maybe.
That's sanitary.
Yeah.
At a hospital.
Yeah, in a single bed.
Discount. Right. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Your latest gossip headlines. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking to get some relief this summer, refi your car loan with PVCU. Make no payments for 3 months. That's one of their offers. For details, visit PVCU.org. So what's up, Dina and Dirt?
All right. Well, we told you before that NCIS star Pauly Perrette will not be returning to the show because of her co-star, Mark Harmon, after the way he treated her and some of the crew members. And now TMZ's found out that Pauly has mentioned in a now deleted tweet that Mark physically assaulted her by body checking her, kind of in an effort to intimidate Pauly for protesting about his dog being on set and reportedly biting a crew member. So after that, the two hardly had any scenes together, but from what I'm hearing, CBS told Mark they'd have to keep his dog leashed or leave it in the trailer, and then Pauly felt like Mark was intentionally bringing the dog out when she was around. You know,
so
as another way to intimidate.
Pooch, huh?
Well, maybe not all of it, but some of it for sure, yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
All right, Ashley Tisdale lashed out at Kevin James on Twitter for hitting her car. We told you about that. But then fans called her out for taking their issue public. A lot of people said it should have been handled privately and in person. But Kevin, being the sweet guy he is, he came to Ashley's defense and he tweeted, so the incredibly sweet Ashley Tisdale stopped by my house and tried to apologize. And I assured her that I'm the one who was driving like a wildcat. Get it? Her High School Musical team was
always makes jokes about that.
He does.
He's the queen of cars. King of queens.
King of queens. So he did say that his kids were super pumped that she did meet him personally. And,
that's why he did it.
He forgot to ask for a selfie, though, he said.
He's just such a nice guy, too.
He seems like a nice guy, yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
Lip Sync Battle co-host Chrissy Teigen posted a photo of herself and her husband, John Legend, on Instagram. And one person wrote, baby bump? So she didn't like that. She says, I know you don't mean to be rude, but think twice before asking this. First of all, you know, it hurts for people who are having trouble conceiving. I'm not pregnant. I mean, I'd be happy if I were, but I'd be happy not to be. And another fan pointed out, well, hey, you know, it's hurtful, too, if you're trying to lose your baby weight. And Christy said, yeah, and it reminds me of that every time I get in the shower. I don't need to hear that from everybody else daily.
Again, why respond? I mean, you know, this person could be going to every female stars page. Yeah. Just go, baby bump.
Baby bump. I got that message.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Wow.
Let me see.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, baby bump.
Is it true?
Yeah.
The question is it true? Is it true?
Yeah,
DinaStirt.com.
The baby in my belly.
In the meantime, her husband, John Legend, doing some daddy duty by helping other dads take care of their kids easier. He's putting more diaper changing tables in men's restrooms around the country.
Oh,
working
that's
hard
cool.
to do that. He said he thought this was already taken care of, didn't realize it wasn't. So he says these diaper changing stations are going to make a difference for a lot of people.
Yeah. Will there be somebody to help, though?
I don't think so. You got to do
like
that on
an
your
assistant.
Own.
Assistant.
I'll
okay,
do that.
Come on, guys. Really?
I'll be the person in there.
And a rite of passage for every prom goer. Pre-prom parent photos. Precious memories, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Jerry Seinfeld's daughter, Sasha, she may disagree. Her mom, Jessica, posted a picture on Instagram of Sasha and her date. And she said, I could not resist posting couple of the year and Jerry's rear. So yeah, there was Jerry Seinfeld in the background wearing jeans and leaning behind a large bush. Only his butt was sticking up in the air. Like literally butting into
like
his kid's life.
A butt bomb.
Was this on purpose?
It was a butt bomb.
Did he
probably
in
knowing
the background?
Him. Yeah.
I just wish I could borrow one of his cars to the prom. Oh my God, he's got all these collectibles.
Maybe that's how he made it up to his daughter, because I'm sure that she was quite embarrassed by this.
I'm going to try the butt bomb today.
Please don't.
There you go.
Please don't.
See if I can work it in
oh,
my
your
schedule.
Poor daughter.
I do it regularly.
That's your Dirt at 8:40.
What is it that you don't do, my friend?
Get all the reports at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.